bringing pro football to the Mid-South for nearly two decades.
It's a miracle!
Yes! Good! Touchdown, Titans!
This is Titans Radio. Live from St. Thomas Sports Park, your exclusive chance to talk Titans football with the head coach.
This is Titans Radio's Mike Mularkey Show.
Now, the voice of the Titans, Mike Keith.
Hello again, everybody, and welcome to the program tonight. Our phone number is 877-848-2671, 877-848-2671. Tweet us a question at Titans Radio, and we'll get to those with Coach Mularkey in just a moment. Players off today officially, but some players in action of sorts. Titans rookie quarterback Marcus Mariota paid a visit to St. Thomas Hospital Midtown, visiting some babies and their parents and some people who are trying to get well here at Christmas time. He was joined by defensive lineman Carl Klug, Ropati Pitoa-Tua, and a couple of singing Santas. If you want to read more of it and read more about it at least and see some pictures, go to TitansOnline.com. Jim Wyatt has a great piece on it. Marcus Mariota visiting St. Thomas Midtown Hospital today. The injury news for the Titans, not good yesterday from Coach Mike Mularkey, as the Titans lose two players for the season. Linebacker Derek Morgan, he's missed the last three games with a left shoulder injury, had surgery yesterday. He will be placed on injured reserve. Running back Dexter McCluster out for the season after suffering a broken left wrist against the New York Jets. Titans have yet to fill those roster spots. They are expected to do so tomorrow. This week's opponent, the New England Patriots, they have clinched the AFC East. They stand 11-2, but the injury bug has hit them as well. ESPN NFL insider Adam Schefter is reporting that Patriots running back LeGarrette Blount will miss the remainder of the season because of a left hip injury. Blount, who is a former Titan, rushed for a team-leading 703 yards and six touchdowns this season. Obviously an important guy when the Patriots want to run the football at the end of games, and certainly a guy you want to have at playoff time. Well, LeGarrette Blount reportedly out with injury. So what do the Patriots do in anticipation of that? Well, they only have a couple of running backs on the roster, Brandon Bolden and James White. Neither would be considered a big back, so they have added Monte Ball to the practice squad. Of course, he was very successful at Wisconsin and played for the Denver Broncos. He's been out there since September 6th when the Broncos waived him after he struggled in the preseason. So we'll see if they bring him up from the practice squad later in the week. Also out for the year for the New England Patriots, Dominique Easley, first-round pick last year, defensive lineman who has been playing very well, particularly in passing situations. He is out for the season after suffering a thigh injury in Sunday night's New England 27-6 win over the Houston Texans. So it is that time of year, everybody having to make do, everybody having to make decisions because they're time is of the essence. You have to win games. You're trying to figure your roster for the postseason, whether you are going to be playing in the playoffs or you are just going into the literal offseason. Mike Mularkey joins us. The plotting and the planning is one of the tougher parts right now as you get ready to put guys on injured reserve. The Patriots are doing the same thing. And no matter the record, having to compensate for losses here in December is very tough for a roster.
Very tough, and you know, you're talking about starters that are impact players, like a Derek Morgan, who we've not had for a number of weeks now. That he's tried to come back, he's really rehabbed and done everything we've asked about him, but the shoulder just was not ready to hold up for him, and so you know he's had surgery, and I just talked to him literally a few minutes ago, and he's doing well. He's back in town, and that's a big loss for our defense, just like J-Mac was, but and Dexter as well. You're talking about a guy that is an explosive player that can make plays for you all over the field, and that's a big loss for us. We need some playmakers, and he was one of them.
Morgan and Arakpo signed on the same day in March, and everybody liked the fact that you had a right outside linebacker in Arakpo and a left outside linebacker in Morgan, and Morgan got off to the really fast start and then gets hurt in the Atlanta game, just not the same after that, even though he tried. And so disappointing for a guy who's become a much better outside linebacker in a 3-4 than maybe some ever really thought he would.
Oh, I agree. I totally agree. He was off to, you know, who knows how good of a season. It's really interesting. I just told him that he was wreaking havoc in the league early on, and again, to have bookend guys that are a threat that you can handle one typically offensively, scheme wise, you can find a way to get somebody over there to help the tackle out. But when you have two, it's pretty much impossible to handle two guys that have that much force coming off the edge. And he was on record pace to do some great things for us. So I'm really disappointed for him. I do appreciate the way he tried to come back. He was really wanting to play, but just could not hold up.
And it affects your rotation so much because an Arakpo or a Morgan is an every down player, plays the run well. Both of them do that. And a guy like David Bass, you brought him in, getting him off waivers from Chicago with the idea for spot duty. Did very well with that earlier in the season. Now he's having to play all the time, and it's much more taxing on that type of player.
It is, and he's actually played well for us, not just at outside linebacker, but on special teams. But his role, you know, we thought he was one of our core players on special teams, but that's been diminished because of how much playing time he is playing right now on defense. But he's holding his own. He's doing his best that he can. He's trying to make an impact for what he's capable of doing, and we're getting the best from David Bass right now, and I'm glad we made that move to get him.
One of the disappointing things for you is since taking over as head coach, you did not have Kendall Wright and Dexter McCluster together at the same time for any one game, and schematically, that sure would have been nice to have that option.
Well, it would make Tuesdays a lot easier when you're game planning. It does put a little bit of stress on defenses when you have guys and you have guys that you can move all over the place. And you know, we haven't had that. And there's no excuses. It's
sure.
It's part of the NFL. You see the Patriots experiencing that as much as we are right now with starters going down. But it would have been nice. I mean, they're fun guys to put plays in for, and had never worked out, and you know, obviously it's not going to end the season that way as well.
They're chess pieces in matchups and give you certain advantages, particularly against specific opponents who maybe have a certain weakness or a certain deficiency in terms of their personnel at this time of year.
That's correct. It's kind of like you're talking about Morgan and Rakpo having those two guys. It's tough to really go against both of them. But when you have Dexter and Delaney and a Kendall, there's somebody is going to have a mismatch. You don't have enough really good cover guys to cover those three guys that are talented receivers.
877-848-2671. Phone lines opened up right now. If you'd like to talk to the head coach, Mike Malarkey, you can also tweet us a question at Titans Radio. We'd love to hear from you tonight as we talk Titans football, the team getting ready to go to New England and take on the Patriots. Patriots have had a bit of an interesting year with the whole Tom Brady thing starting off and going through the summer. They get that cleared up, and then they reel off 10 straight wins. Then they lose two in a row and come back Sunday night, and their performance at Houston was really impressive. What a physical game that they win 27-6.
And that's not an easy place to play. Very physical game, and that's typical of them. They know how to rebound. The two losses, they were up 14 points in both the losses. And, you know, gave up leads, which they typically don't do. But, yeah, they're it'll be a good challenge for this football team.
Aaron in Nashville, you're the first caller for head coach Mike Malarkey. Go right ahead on Titans Radio.
Hi there, Mike. This is Aaron. I actually had the chance to meet you at the Moose, the barbershop there. and I was just wondering, my question, I guess, for the night would be, you know, how do you respond with all the injuries that we've had in the last, the last season, really, but specifically in the last week?
Hey, Aaron, appreciate the phone call. We've got to move on, just as every other team does. We've got guys that have to step up. We have a lot of young guys that are playing now, and it's a great opportunity for them, but it's also a great opportunity for us as coaches to develop some of these younger players. And, you know, that's what I get most enjoyment out of, is watching young guys as they excel. First of all, how they work to in this business and how they prepare, and then watch them go out on a Sunday and actually, you know, perform and do things you're teaching them to do. So you got to move on. You can't sit there and have a pity party because you don't have the guys. You know, we have the injuries that we've had. A lot of teams experience that. We have a lot of young guys that have to step up, maybe compared to some other teams.
What will Kendall Wright's week be like? Will he have a chance to do some running and get a look?
He ran a little bit today. We're going to run a little bit more tomorrow. Probably not going to practice tomorrow, but hopefully do something Thursday.
How do practices change now that pads are not an option for NFL teams?
Well, we're done with our allotted 14 practices, and so the guys are thrilled. I know that one. The tempo, the energy, the spirits are up when the pads. It's amazing when they're stretching and they have full pads on. There's not a whole lot of talking going on. And then as the pads come off, it's amazing how the conversations and everybody's a little bit happier on the field. But we put shells on. There's still protective shoulder, not real thin pads.
It's kind of foam.
Yeah, it's like foam, but it's for their safety. It's not for any other reason, but for their safety. And they're allowed by the NFL collective bargaining agreement. We harp on really sticking with the fundamentals and the techniques and the pad level, because that's the first thing that starts to go out the window is when you don't have pads on. It's hard to maintain that kind of level of your fundamentals. And right now, we're still stressing it. It's still important as it was when we started back in the off season.
Got the Mike Mularkey Show on Titans Radio. Your chance to call and talk with the head coach. It's toll-free, 877-848-2671. That's 877-848-2671.
Nissan's offices are right here in Nashville, a city known for its music, good food, and the Tennessee Titans. Yep, it's a pretty diverse place. And here at Nissan, we take diversity seriously. We believe our differences make us stronger, no matter where you come from. We offer equal employment opportunities. Now, if you come in wearing an Indianapolis jersey, well, that's a whole different story. Nissan, official auto partner of the Tennessee Titans and Nashville Proud. See you at the game.
Sports fans, looking for the ultimate game day experience? Let PrimeSport.com handle all your game day needs. PrimeSport.com is your source for tickets, airfare, hotel accommodations, VIP hospitality, and so much more. With over 100-plus professional and collegiate events, you will never miss your team in action this season. Nothing beats being there live. Book your official travel package to cheer on your favorite team at PrimeSport.com today.
On Thursday nights from 6 to 7 Central, you won't want to miss Titans Tonight. It's Titans Tonight, live at Logan's Roadhouse in Cool Springs, with the voice of the Titans, Mike Keith, and Titans left tackle Taylor Lewan. Your Thursday nights may never be the same. Who knows what tackle Taylor Lewan will say next? You'll have to find out by listening to Titans Tonight. It's Titans Tonight, live from Logan's Roadhouse, Thursdays at 6 Central on Titans Radio.
Titan fans, you still have the chance to see the Titans at Nissan Stadium before the 2015 season ends. Fantastic seats are still available for the remaining games, meaning you have great options if you want to see the Titans take on the league's best. Get your Titans tickets by calling 615-565-4200 or visiting TitansOnline.com. Get your Titans tickets today and don't miss your chance to be at Nissan Stadium. Titan fans, remember, game day is yours.
Titans Radio's Mike Mularkey Show.
Complete coverage of your Titans from the NFL's best. This is Titans Radio.
Early bird specials, senior savers. Discounts are just one small perk of being 60 or older. Since most of us get by on a fixed income, they help us pinch those pennies.
But there aren't always discounts on the things we really need, like groceries. So here's a little tip. Check out SNAP. It helps you eat right when money's tight.
SNAP is the new name for the federal food stamp program. With SNAP, you'll get a little extra help at the store to buy healthy food like fruits, vegetables, and whole grains. Isn't it time to start eating better and living healthier?
You or someone you know may have a low income and be eligible for nutrition assistance. To learn more about the program and how to apply, call 1-800-221-5689. That's 1-800-221-5689.
SNAP, putting healthy food within reach. A message from the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
Are your children having a hard time at school? Are you struggling with marriage or health issues? Feeling stressed or overwhelmed? Social workers are here to help. We understand that while life can be fun and exciting, it also comes with challenges. Social workers provide approximately 60% of all the mental health therapy in the nation. We connect you with economic resources, healthcare, employment, and other social services. We are educated, dedicated professionals committed to assisting you. Social workers have a long history of serving communities in schools, hospitals, nursing homes, and more. Social workers help you to find solutions and to utilize resources that enhance your well-being. For help, call a social worker today.
Mitchell in Nashville leads off this segment of the Mike Malarkey Show at 877-848-2671. Mitchell, go right ahead for the coach.
Hey, Coach. Thanks for taking the call. I was wondering, do you see us possibly taking Jalen Ramsey in the upcoming draft this year?
Well, that's kind of a – thanks for the call first, Mitchell. We're not into the even evaluating college guys yet. We're so into the trying to get ready to beat the Patriots that our time during the week is all committed to preparing, you know, obviously putting a game plan together and preparing for the opponent. But once the season's over with, the process is free agency first, NFL free agents, then you get into the college draft. So we have not our scouts are hard at it right now. They're doing all the work. And so I'm letting them do that, and we're trying to focus on winning on Sunday.
Mitchell's not the first one to ask you that question, though.
No, I mean, people are wondering how it all...
Sure.
But it is. There's a lot of time put into these games and our installations for all three phases of the game. It takes a long time. Mondays and Tuesdays are long days for us.
That's one of the most interesting things that we had a chance to see in putting together the special we did for Titans All Access last year, where we followed Rustin Webster through the draft process, is how much the coaches sort of have to get up to speed with the scouts. The scouts come in and they have opinions and they've seen everything in the regular season, and they begin to throw out the information. And the coaches have been focusing on the games, which is what they're supposed to be doing. Then they have to get a little time off, take a little bit of a break. You guys went to work at the Senior Bowl too.
Right.
And so the whole thing on Marcus Mariota and kind of getting you up to speed about what he could do or what he couldn't do, whatever, it took a little bit of time to get everybody because the coaches have to spend that extra time in January, February taking a look at that tape.
Right. We were allotted. Well, what we do is we work in the morning, basically going back over the season. We watch the cut-ups. We kind of evaluate ourselves. What do we do good? What do we need to improve? All that. And then we really a lot the rest of the afternoon to watching college draft prospects. And so we get a list from the scouts, and they've already done all the work on them. They just want our opinion. We watch at least three games on each player. We write up our own evaluations, what we think about them. And then at some point before the draft, you know, usually a couple weeks before, we come in there and we put all of our thoughts and all of our evaluations together, and we come up with one grade together. But That's down the road for us right now.
Were you one of the ones that had a chance to watch Marcus tape last year in the wintertime getting ready for the draft?
No, I was not. I was not part of the process. I mean, the only thing I knew about him was what I'd seen on TV and obviously the Heisman run. But I really did not know a lot about him until we got him here.
That's interesting.
Yes.
And so when you do that, when you get into that point in April and May and you've made the picks, how quickly do you have to get up to speed as part of the offensive staff on what – because he's going to be your starter. You have a pretty good idea on that.
Well, you know, the fortunate thing was that I was in Atlanta when we drafted Matt Ryan. So, I told Marcus, I said, look, I have some experience with rookie quarterbacks drafted in the first round early. I'm the tight ends coach. You know, I know what my role is. But if you have any questions in regards to anything that I can help you with without overstepping my boundaries of my position, I'd be glad to help you. Because the quicker you know everything it takes to be a successful quarterback, obviously the better for all of us. So I just extended, hey, I've been around. I've had some experience. I'd be glad to share it with you if you want to.
Interesting. Jimmy in Triune, thank you so much for calling. And you are on Titans Radio, the Mike Malarkey Show. Go right ahead.
Yeah, Coach, it's been a while since I've called into the show. And I just, with this injury to Dexter McCluster, and I was thinking about the running backs, what will Bishop Sankey's role be this week? Because this is a guy that I saw you guys draft pretty high last year, and I like the kid. I like what he does. I want to see him make a chance for himself. But I just want to see what his prospects are for this weekend now that the rotation is a little lighter with McCluster.
Well, again, good question. You know, when Dexter was down, you know, a couple weeks ago, you know, but Bishop had a chance to get in there and do a couple things. He's going to, obviously, he's got three games here to play. His role will be expanded. We're putting a game plan together today, and we've talked about the packages that he's going to be involved with. So he'll get a chance to show more of his ability than he has in the recent weeks.
Do you worry about his confidence, Mike?
No, I'm very positive with him all the time. He works hard in practice. He's attentive in meetings. He's ready to play if we had to play. I mean, they're all expected to be ready to play, but he is ready, and it's disappointing. I have to put seven guys down every week.
Sure.
And that's a hard thing because they work all week, and then I got to tell you, you can't play in a game. That's not any fun. But he's prepared, and I'm not worried about his confidence. So he's got it.
877-848-2671, 877-848-2671. Let's take a look at one of the questions that we've gotten from Twitter, and you can tweet us a question, at Titans Radio. This one wants to know, how big a burden is doing the job with the Titans' current situation, all things considered? I guess they're asking about you as the head coach right now.
Well, you know, I can't dwell on what we don't have. All I can do is just really work on what we do and try to improve in all areas. And fortunately, I got a staff that's very supportive of me. You know, I knew what the situation was when the change happened at the head coaching position. I understood where we were and what we had to do to try to correct that. And I'm still in the process of trying to do that. And dealing with some of the things we're dealing with, I've been in this position before, so I understand how this works. My staff has really helped make this whole thing positive. You know, and we're trying our best. Our players are coming in here working their tails off, and this organization wants to win so bad, and we want to win for it. And I'm handling it like hopefully I should.
Interesting question brought up earlier today, visiting with somebody, saying it seems like the Patriots might be the hardest team in the league to prepare for, not just because they have Tom Brady, one of the all-time greats, and Bill Belichick, who's a great coach, but they sort of morph into something different week to week, both offensively and defensively, personnel-wise, style-wise, whatever. Is that really true, and is it that difficult to get ready for them because they can do something different week to week?
They've been doing that for years, so it's not like it's a big surprise. It's like a cycle, though. I mean, they bring back something they've done. I mean, there's only so much you can do each week, but they do have a lot. I mean, there's no question. They are very difficult to prepare for, and what you got to do is see what the flavor of the day is. You've worked all of it, and that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to make you spend time on things you are not going to see. And take that time away from what you're going to get for 3 hours. And so once you realize this is what maybe the defense is for the day, then you come over the sideline, you go back over, and maybe you have not had a lot of work on that. It's more verbal. It's more, you know, sideline adjustments, all that. And that's a credit to them. But they, for as much as they do, usually when you have defenses that do multiple things, there's a lot of guys that make mistakes because there's a lot that goes into it. They don't make a lot of mistakes with the defense, and it's really impressive.
So much of this staff has a Pittsburgh tie. You are a big part of that, obviously, Coach LeBeau, Coach Horton, and a Cleveland tie, which is another tie to the AFC North. How much does that help this staff prepare for New England, being that the Pittsburgh-New England battles for years have been legendary?
I feel like I played them every – if we weren't playing them during the regular season, I knew we were going to play them in the playoffs, and we were – you know, we were in there a lot when I was there coaching with Coach Cower and Coach LeBeau. There's some familiarity. We kind of know what to expect. We know the environment we're going into. Coach LeBeau has coached probably twice as many games, if not more, than I have against the Patriots. And I'm glad he's on our staff, and he knows this quarterback pretty well. So we'll be prepared when we go in there.
Yeah, it's a – It's really been an, that was an amazing, or still is, an amazing rivalry. You kind of sense that those two are on a collision course once again with the Steelers playing so well.
There's a good chance that's going to happen, and it's good. It's a heated rivalry. There's no love lost when those two teams step on the field.
The team that you saw last weekend might be right in the middle of that too. The New York Jets. Well, Giants won last night, but the Jets that the Titans just saw. Really playing some solid football.
Really right good now. Football team. Really good. One of the better teams we've played. I mean, overall, all three phases of their game. Really good personnel. Got a lot of number one picks on that defensive side. Yeah. I mean, it was we knew going into the game there were some challenges that we had. We really had to play at the top of our game to really make it give us a chance to win the game. And, you know, when we don't play well against a good football team, the results that you saw in the first half are what you're going to get.
They're peaking at the right time, it seems.
And they are. And, you know, and Fitzpatrick is playing pretty darn good football. He's doing enough to help those guys win, and they've got the weapons outside to do it.
Good football team, certainly solid. They play Saturday night against the Dallas Cowboys as we begin the Saturday night turn as we move into December with the Saturdays open, the colleges having given way. Do you like the Saturday night football? Saturday afternoon?
Yeah, I don't mind them. It's the Thursdays that are a little difficult, but Saturdays are okay. Yeah, they don't bother me.
Yeah, that's the players seem to like the Saturdays pretty well.
They do. They get an extra. They don't get as much time off. They still have to have a day off because of the CBA, but they get another little more time after that game to recover.
877-848-2671, 877-848-2671. You're listening to the Mike Mularkey Show on Titans Radio.
It's go time, football fan. Time to go big. Go with your crew who love the game as much as you do. Go because staying home for home games is not an option this or any season. You go because you know packing the stands for the home field advantage could make all the difference. When getting in is everything, go with NFL Ticket Exchange, the only official ticket exchange of the NFL. 100% verified, 200% good to go. Now, go show the world what pride looks like with hashtag go face. Then it's game on.
Attention men, have you ever had that feeling that you're not lasting long enough in the bedroom? Sometimes it feels like it's in your head, and sometimes it feels like your body won't cooperate. But the Tennessee Men's Clinic is now offering a new treatment for men to help you enjoy intimacy longer and to stop the disappointment that 30% of all men experience. Call 615-200-9160 to try the new pill that urologist John Caulfield calls a game changer. 615-200-9160. Online at TennesseeMen'sClinic.com.
The Tennessee Division of Forestry reminds you that if you do outdoor burning this fall, know these tips. Follow local and state regulations. Avoid burning on windy days. Mornings or evenings are often the safest time of day. Stay with your burn until it's out cold. Go to burnsafetn.org for additional safety tips and how you can obtain your burn permit. Volunteer to prevent wildfires.
Hey, Lady Titans fan, have you heard about Titan True, the official women's fan club of your Tennessee Titans? Join Titan True, presented by Bridgestone, and you receive exclusive access to special events, a Titans game ticket, a gift pack of ladies' merchandise, and other VIP benefits all year round. Sign up today at TitanTrue.com. That's TitanTrue.com. Titan True, presented by Bridgestone, the official women's fan club of your Tennessee Titans.
Titans Radio's Mike Mularkey Show.
Complete coverage of your Titans from the NFL's best.
This is Titans Radio.
Go, Caleb! Come on, hit a homer, Jesse!
Let's go, guys!
Hey, did you guys know that kids who play sports earn more money when they grow up?
Of course. I knew that.
Hey, did you guys know that kids who read books have a bigger vocabulary?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Wow, jinx. Did you guys know that friendly children have more friends?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's true, I knew that. Did you guys know that winter babies are better at music?
Everyone knows that.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's pretty obvious.
Yeah,
yeah.
So
yeah.
Obvious. Oh, hey, guys, did you know that most people think they're using the right car seat for their kid, but they're not?
Huh, I didn't know that.
I'm pretty sure I knew that.
I'm pretty sure you didn't.
Parents who really know it all
know for sure that their child is in the right car seat at the right age and size. Visit safercar.gov/the right seat to make sure your child is protected. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
You can make a
difference. Some people think you have to be rich to make a difference, or famous, or well-known, or know a lot of people, or have a certain career, have your picture in the paper, or... they just figure they aren't the kind of person who could ever change the world, so they won't even try. But the truth is, you don't have to be or do any of those things. To make a real difference in the world, you can simply smile, or hug your friends, your spouse, your kids, and family, or pick up a piece of trash and throw it away. You can also support the Bee in the Bug extravaganza for children. Free educational musical entertainment for the whole family. Donate online at www.eduent.org. The Education and Entertainment Foundation, producers of the Bee in the Bug extravaganza for children.
The Mike Malarkey Show continues on Titans Radio. Phone number 877-848-2671, 877-848-2671. Tweet us a question at Titans Radio. Go to Danny in Cookeville. Danny, thanks for phoning the program. You're on with Mike Malarkey.
Hey, Coach.
Hey, Danny.
Hey, I had a question, and some of it was where I wasn't 100% sure, but I assume that every NFL team has a practice squad. Is that right?
That's correct, yes.
My question was, it's kind of a two-part question. Does the practice squad players, do they have a separate coaching staff? And if they do, I know practice squad players are sometimes pulled up. I was wondering if coaches were ever, if they have a separate squad.
No, we do not. We have 10 practice squad players, which that they expanded that, I think, last year.
Last year.
So, which helps with practice, you know, our reps taking lightened load for some of the starters. But, no, it's the same coaching staff. Our coaches spend extra time with those guys to help them with their techniques and fundamentals. And but, no, there's not another coaching, you know, there's no being pulled up from the depths to help with the coaches, no.
Coaching staffs are pretty large compared to when you got into it.
They're much larger, yeah. you know, when I got in, my tight ends coach was the strength coach and the special teams coach. So, strength coach, he was the quality control coach and the tight ends coach. Now there's three different guys doing that. So, yeah, it's because it's become so detailed and the little things, there's so many things that you have to have covered. That staffs have just grown really out of overboard.
Practice squad philosophy question. Do you think the NFL should require teams as part of their 10 to keep a quarterback on the practice squad for overall development?
No, I don't think that's, I don't think so. I think what they need, again, depends on the regular roster, obviously. But, no, I think it's the way they have it right now, allowing whoever they need, whatever position, I think that's the way they ought to do it.
All right. Tony in Livingston, you're the next caller for Mike Malarkey. Go right ahead on Titans Radio.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my question. Hey, Coach, I was kind of wondering if the Titans offered you the head coaching job, you know, and said you've done a good job, but we want you to change your coaches. I know that's happened a lot around the league. Would you accept the coaching job, or would you follow in line and try to get a new offense coordinator, defense coordinator? Or would you just toe the line and stick with your guys and walk out the door? I'll hang up and listen. Thanks, guys.
Okay. There's a lot of things that are going to be discussed when the season's over with. Obviously, I'd like an opportunity. I was hoping to have another chance after my last stint in Jacksonville. There's a lot of things will be discussed when the season's over with. And, you know, I inherited a lot of things that couldn't be changed right in the middle. And so those will all be talked about when the season's over with, if I get a chance to even you know, be one of the candidates for this job.
But you made clear you'd very much like to be in that thing.
I would like to be, yes, I would. But I'm not doing anything different.
Sure.
I mean, I'm not working to get that job. I'm hoping this team improving and winning games is the reason I get that job.
877-848-2671. You can also tweet us a question at Titans Radio. It's the Mike Mularkey Show. We're talking about the Tennessee Titans on their way to play New England, then home for Houston, then off to Indianapolis. Three games against teams that all have something to play for. You would figure you're going to get their best shot, and I know you want to make sure they get the Titans' best shot.
And they will. And knowing the leaders in our locker room, we'll have our guys ready to go, and our staff will. But, you know, last week was no different. The Jets, another team. And actually, if you look back, even the Jaguars now, they're right in the thick of things. So, I mean, we're kind of getting a string of teams that are still in the thick of the playoff race. Obviously, New England being the number one seed right now with Cincinnati going down. So we're going to get the best from all these teams, and I'm certainly going to promise they're going to get the best from this team.
Were you surprised the Jags beat the Colts the way they did?
Well, it's how they beat them in so many different phases. You know, the punt return for a touchdown, just a really a complete team victory for the Jaguars. And, you know, they haven't had that in a while against the Colts. It's been hard to beat the Colts in this division, and that was impressive. It's, you know, Gus has got those guys playing really well.
James in Franklin, you're the next caller on Titans Radio. Go right ahead for Coach Mularkey.
Hey, Coach, how you doing? Franklin caller here. Just wanted to call in and tell you that I think it's admirable of you that you're able to keep your cool, and especially when you got guys coming on here asking you questions about if you've got a coaching staff or practice squad players, and if you're going to walk out of here with the whole coaching staff. And, I mean, it's just these are the same guys that are calling for your head. It's just amazing to me, and I admire how you keep your cool, and I'd like to know how exactly you do that. Is it yoga, or what is it?
James, yeah, thank you. No, I've been in the business for a long time. This is my 30th year, 21st year coaching, and I've seen and heard just about it all. And you know, I've taught myself to keep myself composed. So it's not hard on the radio. It's when I get on the sideline, it's a little different. You know, I have a coach that's specifically in charge of making sure I watch my cool, especially with the officials.
You don't blow much. You don't seem to really lose it much.
Oh, I have. I mean, and I can. But I have gotten better. I have tried to get better.
And that's part of learning to be a head coach, too.
It is.
When you're a position coach or even a coordinator, you can get a little more emotional.
I mean, I think the players know me by now, and I forewarn them. And some of the things we did in this past game, I've told players that I am really a good guy. I feel like I'm a very good coach. I want to make you successful because if you are, I'm rewarded. But if you really want to see me get mad and my jugular come out, if you don't finish plays and you don't play physical, you will not like me. I am not a nice guy, and I will let you know that it's not acceptable. So that's one simple rule, just finish and be physical, and we'll get along really good.
Where'd you learn that?
Chuck Knoll. I mean, pretty simple. He didn't say a whole lot, but I knew what he wanted. And just by the way we practiced, I mean, it was a physical practice every practice for 3 years, and games when we stepped off the bus, teams knew who was there, and not just teams but patrons and people selling the tickets and fans. They knew we were getting off the bus and what kind of game it was going to be.
Michael in Fort Campbell is our next caller. Michael, you're on the Mike Mularkey Show. Go right ahead.
Hey, gentlemen, good evening to you. Coach, how are you this evening?
Good, Michael.
Hey, so LeGarrette Blount out for the season for the Patriots. I was wondering how you plan on taking advantage of that. Obviously, they're going to look to hit Gronk more now that he's healthy, especially in the red zone. What kind of holes do you see in that backfield now that Blount is out, and how do you guys plan on taking advantage of it?
Well, I think that's, you know, we were talking, Mike and I, earlier about how when somebody gets hurt, somebody always comes in and finds a way to have success. And so, you know, we're still going to have the intent of stopping the run. understanding that Gronkowski is the guy right now that he's trying to feed the ball to, especially in the red zone, but irrelevant who's going to be back there in the backfield. They do a good job of scheming for their players, and we're going to have to stop whoever it is. So it's not like we can change. We got to prepare for their run game and then understand where his weapons are and how to take those out.
They may throw every down anyway.
They may do that.
I mean, he's done that before.
Yeah, they may do that. They, again, like their defense, they have a different scheme that we have to adjust to. We'll find out early what it is. We'll know in the first 15 plays how they're going to try to attack us.
That's what, as you watch Brady, and Brady's greatness is so evident in his statistics, but as a former player in this league, as a former quarterback, when you went to college as a quarterback, if I'm not mistaken.
That's right.
And as an offensive guy, what do you admire about Brady? What do you think makes him special, Mike?
He is as competitive as a player as I've ever been around. He expects guys around him to do their job, and if they don't, he is going to lay into them. He is like a coach on the field. He does not like to lose. He doesn't like to lose a play, let alone lose a game. And so you better be where you're supposed to be. And if you are, you'll have success. You'll catch balls. If you're not, he's going to let you know it. And, you know, he demands respect when he walks in the huddle. But I can tell you this, when he calls a play, they all believe it's going to work. That's the kind of command he has in that huddle.
He's tough.
He's very tough. He's my kind of quarterback. I mean, he's everybody's kind of quarterback, but he's accurate. He's does not flinch. There's a lot to be said about him. He doesn't let a lot of things bother him. And so he's just a complete competitor.
All right, strange question. He is 7 of 8 this year on third and ones, converting third and ones. He's one of the best quarterback sneakers I've ever seen in my life. It seems like every time he sneaks, he makes it. Why is he so good at that?
There is technique to it now.
Okay.
There's some guys that can't do that.
Okay.
And I've had some of those guys. I had Cordell in Pittsburgh, and we ran 22 sneaks. He was 21 for 22. He was going to find where the crease was. And there's not a lot of creases when you run quarterback sneaks, but he's uncanny how he does it. And he also knows if I don't have a chance, he checks out of it and he gets into a different play if you watch how they do things. But he's very good at it. He knows where the crease is going to happen based on where his blockers are. And he lowers his shoulder, and he's tough, and he's going to get the yard. He's like a back. I mean, I'm going to get the yard no matter what.
And what a bonus for them that they have that in their arsenal, because they don't just run it on third and inches. I mean, he's run it on third and two. If he sees it's there, he'll take the yard.
They have a call. It's obvious that if he sees it, he's going to take it. And if you give it to him, you know, you're asking for it.
Do we know what kind of sneaker our quarterback is yet?
Not really. We haven't.
Considering he's never played under center till this year.
No. Yeah, I can't. Yeah. There's no record of how good he can be as a sneaker. No.
I have a feeling he's going to be pretty good at that because he's pretty good at everything.
He's pretty good. I think he's on his way to have success like a Tom Brady. He's that kind of competitor.
And he was good at the hospital with those babies and those people trying to get better today at St. Thomas Midtown. Good guy.
He's special. He is really a special player.
Mike, thanks so much for the time.
Okay, Mike. Good to be here.
Nissan's proud to call Nashville home, and we appreciate the love Nashville gives us back. Now, it seems the whole town's excited about the new Nissan Titan pickup truck we're set to roll out later this year. I mean, you can't go anywhere without seeing signs saying, "Tighten up," shirts saying, "Tighten up," tattoos saying, "Tighten up." Wow, you sure know how to make a company feel at home. Nissan, official auto partner of the Tennessee Titans and Nashville Proud. See you at the game.
Attention men. Board-certified urologist John Caulfield, medical advisor to the Tennessee Men's Clinic, is now offering a new treatment. Platelet-rich plasma is the same therapy used across the country to restore athletes from injury and is now available for ED issues. Hundreds of men across Middle Tennessee have already seen positive results. If you are a current patient or have never visited the Men's Clinic and have ED, now is the time to see for yourself. Call 615-200-9160 for a private consultation. Online at TennesseeMen'sClinic.com.
It's go time, football fan. Time to go big. Go with your crew who love the game as much as you do. Go because staying home for home games is not an option this or any season. You go because you gotta be there when grit meets gridiron. And packing the stands for the home field advantage could make all the difference. When getting in is everything, go with NFL Ticket Exchange, the only official ticket exchange of the NFL. 100% verified, 200% good to go. Now, go show them what pride looks like.
Hey, Lady Titans fan, have you heard about Titan True, the official women's fan club of your Tennessee Titans? Join Titan True, presented by Bridgestone, and you receive exclusive access to special events, a Titans game ticket, a gift pack of ladies' merchandise, and other VIP benefits all year round. Sign up today at TitanTrue.com. That's TitanTrue.com. Titan True, presented by Bridgestone, the official women's fan club of your Tennessee Titans.
Titans Radio's Mike Mularkey Show. Get online for the coach. 877-TITANS-1. This is Titans Radio.
It may be hard to believe, but people just like you are already saving money. FeedThePig.org makes it easy. Their simple savings plan teaches you how to start saving without going overboard. So you don't need to ditch the car and start rollerblading to work.
I look ridiculous.
You look ridiculous!
You don't need to start foraging wild berries.
I was skeptical, but these are actually pretty good.
You don't need to sell your organs on the black market.
Lie back. This is gonna hurt.
Yeah, that hurts.
You don't need to rent out your apartment to drifters.
I made a fire with the wood in your bedroom.
That's my dresser!
And your closet door.
You just need an internet connection. Don't get left behind. Start your personal savings plan with the tips and tools on feedthepig.org. That way, you don't need to sell all your belongings and live in a commune.
These dungarees belong to all of us now, Tom.
Brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
Want to know a great way to enhance the fun and rewards of your own hunt while investing in the future of sport hunting? Babe Winkleman here, suggesting one fine way is to invite a first-timer or inactive hunter along to deer camp this season. It's a wonderful opportunity to pass along a wholesome, challenging, lifelong tradition, sharing quality time with family or friends, support conservation efforts in this fine state, and present the gift of your knowledge and skill to someone special. Best of all, you'll love the feeling of knowing you've made a difference in another person's life who may not have otherwise had the opportunity to go hunting on their own. Still not sure? Then think back to those who nurtured your love of hunting and their sacrifices made on your behalf. Now, isn't that something well worth giving back? Invite someone new along this year. Show them what hunting is all about, and I promise you'll be awfully glad you did.
Welcome back to the Mike Mularkey Show. Mike Keith, joined by the executive producer of NFL Matchup, Greg Cosell. Greg, thanks for taking time with us on Titans Radio this evening.
Mike, my pleasure to be with you. Thank you for having me.
I want you to unlock the mystery of Rob Gronkowski for a lot of people. From this standpoint, Rob Gronkowski is a fabulous tight end for the New England Patriots. He's big, but he's not the biggest tight end. He's fast. He's not the fastest tight end ever. He's strong. He's not the strongest tight end ever. And yet, as a threat, we're talking about a guy who averages over 16 yards per reception and seems to be the biggest difference maker at the position in the NFL. Why is Rob Gronkowski so special?
Well, I think it's a combination of his talents, and by the way, he is arguably the biggest tight end. I remember a few years ago, maybe three or four, when Ron Jaworski, who I work with closely, Mike, came back from doing a New England Patriot game, and obviously he spent time talking with the players, and he said that Gronkowski was 275 pounds. So that's a big tight end, and whether he's actually the biggest by weight, but when you're 6'6", 275 pounds with that kind of movement, then you're big. And I think it's a combination of the talent and the way in which he's utilized. Because one thing, people always say, oh, let's just jam him at the line of scrimmage. You know, he doesn't always line up right on the line of scrimmage in a normal conventional tight end position. In fact, he normally lines up in a lot of other places. He lines up split out wide. He lines up at what we call X ISO, where he's the single receiver to the boundary side of the field. So he lines up in many, many places, and he's in motion as well. So it's difficult. You can't automatically say, let's just jam him at the line of scrimmage, and that will take care of him. So I think it's a combination of the player and the manner in which he's used.
He's phenomenal. And Brady does a wonderful job getting him involved in so many different ways.
Yeah, and that's the key part. I mean, they're an offense that is a combination. It probably sounds odd to say this, but they're a multiple and simple at the same time. One could argue that the beauty of what they do is in its simplicity, but it's so well done and so put together well that they're really difficult to defend. And the ball comes out quick for the most part, and it's a short to intermediate passing game. There's not a lot of deep downfield throws. When they do take shots more at the vertical intermediate levels, they anticipate and get the coverages that they expect, and it's just a really well-designed offense.
Tom Brady was sacked 21 times last year. This season, he's already been sacked 32 times.
Yeah.
Not surprising with their offensive line issues, but is he vulnerable? Are they vulnerable more to a pass rush to an extreme degree as we play in December?
Yeah, and I think what started to happen, look, they've been able to compensate for most of this season for an offensive line that's very young, very inexperienced, and Mike, by NFL standards, would probably be viewed as average. And Brady and the play calling and the concepts have been able to compensate for it to a large extent. And that's actually happened very often in Brady's career. Quarterbacks can compensate and camouflage offensive line weaknesses to a large extent. But it is a flaw and a deficiency, and there are times when that gets exposed. And when it does get exposed, no one should be surprised.
Is that why their run game is less effective this year?
That's an interesting question. I think their run game in the past has always been a game-to-game, week-to-week deal. They're not a team that necessarily comes out and runs it as a major part of their offense on a weekly basis. There are some weeks it is. But they don't have an abstract sense of balance like many teams do. Like, I think the Arizona Cardinals, for instance, run the ball to stay balanced. They don't run the ball to set up their pass. They just run the ball because they believe balance is necessary. I think the Patriots play each week as a separate entity, and if they believe that a given week demands 55 Brady dropbacks and 6 called runs, they'll play that way that given week.
Just like they did, I guess it was in the Buffalo game early this year, where they just said, we're just not going to run the ball. Forget it.
Yeah, and look, we all know about Bill Belichick, Mike, that he plays each game as a totally separate deal. You know, he doesn't necessarily say, hey, this is our offense, this is what we're going to do every week, it doesn't matter what the opponent is, who the opponent is. They don't play that way. They play each game as a totally separate entity, and if they believe a given game requires 40 runs, that's what they do. If they believe a given game requires 60 Brady dropbacks and 5 runs, that's the way they'll play that game.
If the Titans are going to have success defensively on Sunday in Foxborough, what, in your opinion, Greg Cosell, do they have to do?
Ultimately, you're looking at being able to get relatively quick pressure on Tom Brady early in the down, you know, because he's normally not going to have the ball late in the down, so you need quick pressure. Whether the Patriots decide, I think they'll look at this defense, quite honestly, I believe they'll look at the Titans' defense and believe they can throw it. Now, whether that means Brady drops back 50 times, I can't answer that, Mike, but I think they're going to look at this Titans' defense and believe we can take advantage of the secondary and the linebackers in the pass game.
Greg, on the other side of the ball, it appears from a statistical standpoint that this New England defense is one of their better defenses in years. Do you agree with that? And if so, why?
It's pretty good at all three levels. And Malcolm Butler has kind of stepped in, and maybe he's not Darrell Revis in the way he's specifically used, but they will either match him up to the number one receiver, depending on who that is, or they'll match him up pure man on the number two receiver and double the number one. Now, my guess is you'll see some doubles on Doriel Green Beckham. I don't think they'll match up Malcolm Butler on him man-to-man because of the size difference. But this defense is really strong across the board. They've got some good young players. They fill specific roles. Different guys play, again, just like they play offensively, different players play each week depending on the nature of the opponent. But their linebacking core with Jamie Collins, very, very good group, very fast group.
Has Chandler Jones become an elite pass rusher in this league?
Well, you know, I don't think he's DeMarcus Ware in his prime, but I think he's a solid edge pass rusher, and I think he can cause problems. But, you know, I don't think I put him quite – we all have different definitions, Mike, of the word elite. Like I said, I don't think you'd say he was DeMarcus Ware when DeMarcus Ware was in his prime in Dallas.
One of the better free agent pickups of this offseason seems to be Jabal Sheard playing in that defensive line. He's got six sacks this season since coming over from Cleveland.
Yeah, really nice role player. Depends on the week as to how many snaps he plays. They line him up outside. They line up inside. They move him around. They use him kind of, as we call, like a joker, lining up at different positions along the defensive front. So he has tremendous versatility, and he's got pass rush ability.
What do you think this New England defense will try to do to Marcus Mariota?
Well, Mariota, for the most part, has been a pocket player. You know, I think that Bill Belichick will be aware that he can get out of the pocket. I think he'll be aware of that both improvisationally and maybe with some design plays. So I think that will be game planned. One thing we know about Belichick and the Patriots, he practices everything, so they won't be surprised. But I think that Marcus Mariota has, for the most part, been a pocket quarterback who sits there and goes through progressions and as a rookie has played well. So I think he will treat him that way for the most part.
Titans have talked a lot in this week and in many weeks about the play and the leadership of Delanie Walker, a guy who, when he was in San Francisco for 7 years, caught just 123 passes, and this weekend he'll probably top 200 catches in not even three seasons with the Titans. How much has his development been a surprise to you, Greg, since he came to the Titans?
You know what? Not a ton, Mike, because I always liked him in San Francisco. He was just in a situation where he was not going to be the lead dog. I always thought he had really good receiving skill. And, you know, what's really interesting, and you know this doing the Titans games, is he's essentially, in many cases, a wideout now for the Titans. I mean, they line up with what we call 12 personnel, two tight ends, on a lot of snaps, and they do that even on third and long. And Walker is essentially a wide receiver running wide receiver routes. I mean, how many times have we seen him run deep crossing routes as part of a post-cross combination, which essentially are wide receiver type routes? So they use him primarily as a wide receiver, and he's been very, very good at making catches at the intermediate levels of the defense.
Greg Cosell, thank you so much for the time tonight on Titans Radio. He is the executive producer of NFL Matchup. Watches tape of virtually every player on every team, and around draft time, he's even more fun. Great to have him with us. Sizing up this matchup with the New England Patriots. The Titans head there this Sunday. Of course, the news out of New England today, defensive lineman Dominique Easley to go on injured reserve with a thigh injury that he suffered in the Houston game. The bigger news coming out later as the, I guess really shocking a lot of people, LeGarrette Blount will miss the remainder of the season because of a left hip injury, a source confirmed to ESPN NFL insider Adam Schefter. So we will await the final news on that, or the official news, I guess I should say, but Blount and Easley out, reportedly, for the Patriots. The Mike Mularkey Show is produced by Alan Kirby, Titans Radio producer Brad Willis, Titans Radio executive producer Rhett Bryant, traffic director Kendra Holt, director of sales Hunter Rice, general manager Allison Warren, operations manager Charlie Cook. I'm Mike Keith, reminding you the Titans travel to Gillette Stadium to take on the New England Patriots. Kickoff Sunday is set for noon Central Time. Titans radio coverage begins at 11 a.m. Central. For Coach Mike Mularkey, I'm Mike Keith. Thanks for listening, and have a great night, everybody.
The Mike Mularkey Show, an exclusive production of Titans Radio. Get more on this week's game at TitansRadio.com. This is Titans Radio.